So this is slightly different for me, because in the past I've been asked to talk and share. Now, because I've stepped up, it's can you preach? Yeah. So, you'll have to take me as I am. No airs, no graces. This is... This is me. Ryan, if that's there, can you... No. A bit animated. If it doesn't work, I'll pick it up. Normally? Today? Okay. That's not going to work. No, that's right, I got it. Cool. Right. So, a few weeks ago, in our leaders' meeting, I mentioned armour of God. It was either a week or 2 weeks later, they said, we want someone to preach on the armour of God. Oh, you said that 2 weeks ago, you can do it. So, here I am. I'm learning. Whenever I've spoken or shared in the past, I used to do a disclaimer, which was, I'm not perfect, I'm on a journey, same as you guys. This is just what I've pulled out of the Bible, yeah? So, as well as you, this is my goal as well, yeah? Okay. So, dun, dun, dun. Yes. All week I've been doing this. Delete. Are you the same? Delete. Put it back in. Take it out. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the armour of God. You should be able to put your Bibles down, because I think I've got everything up here, yeah, that you need to know or see. Those that know, I used to be a trainer in previous job, so you will find that a lot of my slides actually contain everything I'm going to say, because, you know, that's the way I've used to do it. So, armour of God. Anybody know the passage, scripture, book? Ephesians 6, 10, well, this is 10 to 13, and then we've got 14 to 18 on the other side, yeah? So I'll read it out. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then. Right, here we go. Make a list of these. With the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for... Bit missing at the bottom. Praying for all the Lord's people. Okay, so that's the scriptures, yeah? I'm not shaking, honest. On the full armour of God. Okay? Why? What? When? This did look good on my computer. There was no spaces, spellings, mistakes, or anything. So, why? so that we can take a stand against the enemy's schemes. What? Not against flesh and blood. We said back then it's against, you know, evil conspiracies and everything, yeah? When? Oh yeah, this was interesting, I thought, as well. At the very beginning of the scripture, it's finally. But the finally doesn't mean end of. In conclusion, but rather, in far as the rest of our lives and its challenges are concerned. So, ongoing, yeah? So the full armour of God is something that we should be doing every day of our lives. Yeah? The next slide is something I never thought I was ever going to do. Greek? Yeah. The pronunciation will have a Lee Park edge to it, obviously. But anthistemi, which is against or to cause to stand. And I got excited when I read this, being honest, because it said this verb, vigorously opposing, bravely resisting, standing face to face against an adversary, standing your ground. Yeah. So, anthistemi tells us that with the authority of spiritual weapons granted to us, we can withstand evil forces. Yeah. So the list of equipment that we should be wearing on a daily basis. Ready? Belt of truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Feet of peace. Shield of faith. Helmet of salvation. And sword of the spirit. So what I've done is I've actually gone in and broken them all down. And then I do a bit on each one. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm rushing. Chris has told me I'm not allowed to go over 30 minutes. So, belt of truth. So, just as a belt is worn close to the body, we should hold God's truth close to us and follow it and allow it to surround us. When we remain in his word, we can distinguish what is true from what is untrue. We are encouraged to apply the concept of the belt of truth to our lives and hold on to God's... Oh, truth. I thought it was going to be cosmic and really important. Yeah, hold on to God's truth, yeah. Okay, so, and then we've got another slide on the belt of truth. I've got to take these off now because I can't see the screen. What is God's truth? Sorry? Wrong button. God's truth is based on his wisdom and knowledge, not on our own opinions and feelings. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. That's John 16:13. God teaches us of his truth through the Holy Spirit. His indwelling spirit guides us, counsels us, and leads us in the truth. God's truth is reality based on his wisdom and knowledge. I like that. Thank you. Yeah, it was worth putting in, wasn't it? I think that's why I put it there. Just didn't expect it to be covered. Covered by God's truth. Yeah. So it's a reality based on his wisdom, yeah? But that John 16:13, I'm going to read it again because I think I can. Looking at the time. Yeah, I can. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. The breastplate of righteousness. So why does Paul call it a breastplate of righteousness? If we do not protect ourselves with righteousness, we open ourselves up to attack from the enemy and can fall into sin. To be righteous means to obey God's commandments and live in a way that is honorable to him. Another Greek word. Two in one preach, eh? So righteousness in Greek is dikaiosune. I think that's pronounced right. Any Greek scholars in the room, correct me?
Yes.
Go away with it. So dikaiosune, or righteousness, means living in the right relationship with God, other people, and all creation. We act with righteousness when we live justly, honestly, and faithfully according to God's instruction. Anybody know what God's instruction is to us? Ten Commandments? Ah. Well, that's what I thought anyway. Yeah? So I've just put them up there. We won't read them all, but I think we all know them. Live by them. On good days. Yeah. So God's instruction to us, yeah? Live according to his word. Some people might say simples, but it's not, is it? Right, feet of peace. Am I allowed to say something? I was really impressed that the worship group had matching sandals on this morning. It's just something I noticed this morning. Steve never got the memo about painting in his nails, though, did you, Steve? Okay. Sorry, I digress. Right, feet of peace. So put on the shoes of the gospel of peace means being able to stand firm, ready and eager to find opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. Now, I'm going to stop there because I'm in awe of certain people within our church because they do that at the drop of a hat, you know? Share God with anybody, you know? Someone's only got to look at them wrong and then they get both barrels. Love you, Chris. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give. Like the shoes of the Roman soldier Paul was chained to, the shoes of peace give us secure footing and allow us to stand firm during trials and sorrows, grounded, not likely to waver. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me here on earth. You will have many trials and sorrows. So when I finished, I'll tell you a story about, which is quite ironic really, because all of this quite fits in nicely to it. Shield of faith. If we have faith in Christ, this will influence the way we live. Our faith can guard us during trials in the same way a shield would during battle. For example, when doubt creeps in and our beliefs are questioned, our faith in Christ will protect us. We can stand firm in knowing what we believe. Sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is how Paul describes the Word of God and its role in spiritual warfare. While truth, salvation, faith, and righteousness are all depicted as essential pieces of armor, the Word of God is depicted as the offensive weapon used in spiritual warfare against the devil, demons, and their schemes.
Yeah,
I'll read that last bit again. The Word of God is depicted as the offensive weapon used in spiritual warfare against the devil, demons, and his schemes. Sword of the Spirit. So, spiritual warfare refers to the battle in the spiritual realm between God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom. It refers to the conflict between light and darkness and good and evil. I'm going to make it, Chris. Good. Right, helmet of salvation. As we wear the helmet of salvation every day, our minds become more insulated against the suggestions, desires, and traps the enemy lays for us. We choose to guard our minds from excessive worldly influence and instead think on things that honor Christ. Glasses now. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I suppose this is going on about keeping our minds clean and pure, isn't it? So it's so easy to get distracted as we go through life. So, yeah. In doing so, we wear our salvation as a protective helmet that will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Amen. I think that basically covers the Ephesians 6:13-18. Yeah. But to finish that bit, but not to finish totally. John 16:33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And I think that just encompasses everything we've just read, or I've just read, that you've listened to, about doing this on a daily basis, yeah? It's about that preparation as we go through life. So, the story. So, everybody knows we had men's breakfast 2 weeks ago. Yeah? It wasn't until afterwards when I was thinking about it that I was actually doing some of this and not really thinking about it. What happened was we had a visitor. Just making sure he hasn't snuck in the back or anything. But we had a visitor turn up that I don't think he was very well, would be a nice way of putting it, Andy, do you reckon? Yeah, okay. So he was sat in our house and he was being what I call disrespectful. So it was good because after having the discussion with him about what he was saying and everything, what impressed me about myself was I actually sat in front of him and said, "Stop. I don't believe what you're saying. I believe you're being misled. And this was the good one. I said, I want to pray for you. I said, I can pray for you when you finished eating your food, or I will be praying for you anyway. And he was like, yeah. I finished my food. So he finished his food, and scarpered would be a kind of good way of putting it. Yeah. But what I realised afterwards is that I was using some of these bits. So he was throwing his words at me. So we put the old shield up. Yeah. Stood firm. Yeah. The feet at peace. And then I gave him a good old bosh. To which he retreated. So, yeah, no, it was just good. It came to me because I was already preparing to do this. And then afterwards I thought, that's what happened. And it just, I didn't think to myself, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do an Ephesians 6 on him. It was just natural, you know. So it was good. So to finish, I'm going to finish with one more slide. Make God our focus. And remember, Philippians 4:13. I'll change it slightly. We can do all three things in him who strengthens us. One more time. We can do all things in him who strengthens us. Amen. Thank you.
This is Reuben, in case you didn't know. I just want to say, Mark, that that's so not the end of the story for that person, is it? Because in that moment, what Mark's saying is that he wasn't against that guy. At that moment, he spoke truth to him. He could have left him in the place he was in and said nothing. Sometimes we're tempted to say nothing because it's more comfortable and it feels safer. And actually what Mark did is he stepped out and he spoke truth, not with attitude, not with aggression. He just spoke truth, and it won't be wasted. That man is on a journey. He's allowed to be on a journey. And Lord Jesus, we pray for him. We pray that you would bring him peace that he has not known, a peace that is beyond his understanding, and that you would rescue him. We pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.